Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Haley, your podcast host. Welcome back. So today's subject is about school stress and how you can manage your school stress and manage your time wisely. So one thing I will say is school can get stressful and very, very chaotic. I will admit that because I felt that a million times. You know, some people feel that very often, some people feel it a little less than others, and sometimes you feel it both ways as a person because it just depends. So I'm homeschool online, so this may apply differently to you, how your school system works and everything, but still it can apply to anyone, college and high school, so and just anything in school, all that. But anyways, so I would say, like, it's kind of like last podcast where you have stress activities and stress tips, I guess. So, but one thing to really help you keep organized with school assignments and like what you even need to do in your day to like manage everything, I would say definitely get a planner, because that has helped me a lot stay on track. Like, oh, I need to do this today, and it reminds you, get it done so that you can get it done. But I wouldn't put like too many things in a day. So being homeschool online is kind of like you have a set schedule, but you can kind of adjust it in a way. So let's say I have an assignment due on February 26th, which today is February 24th. February 24th and February 26th and 25th. So you could, if you would like, do two math assignments and one history assignment for the day. And then I would say tomorrow do two more assignments of whatever subject, and then do another assignment for any different subject so that you can manage your time very wisely. So I guess this is about stress in life and school, not just in planning for in general too. So like the same thing with general, just get a planner because that will help. Also, this is going to be my last podcast until next month because I have like a lot recently. So yeah. But anyways, so planning out like how to manage things when you're stressed. So I would definitely say a couple stress activities you could do is get done the hardest assignments first so that you don't have to do them later and they stress you out as much as the smaller assignments, which probably won't stress you out as much. I've noticed that if you get done the harder things, then it feels less hard to do the other assignments. That's just me. But so definitely use a planner. That's helpful. Make some like reminders and notes of what specifically you need. And definitely talk to someone about how you're feeling, like why you're stressed, maybe like a counselor, a friend, all that, and ask them what they do to get stress-free. Baths really do help, like bubble baths even. And that's like, oh, 5-year-old bubble bath, but no, like bubble baths are relaxing, like calm you down, just baths in general. And another like stress activity is just do something you enjoy, like do an assignment or something that you're supposed to do for that day for like 30 to 45 minutes to an hour, then take at least a hour break or a 15-minute break even if you're like being 30 minutes to help you just have some free time, and then get back to the thing. I would say give yourself at least two breaks. So, like, one short break, one long break, and that would be helpful to help you get a little less stressed out. But also, I would say another stress activity is, like, the planner. I think just really a planner works out good. And have, like, ways to get information that will help you more in school in general. So, I would just say try and breathe, too, because sometimes things can feel piled up, but just breathe it through, do a breathing exercise. Maybe if you're in your break of not doing things for like 15, 30 minutes, whatever, you can do like a breathing meditation video and that can help. Anything really. It's just like, you got to really put your mind to it and say, I can do this, I can do that. Yes, things are stressing me out right now, but I can manage this. And like procrastination is a part of why some people get stressed, like me. I procrastinate and then I'm like, I have so long to do this. But I think if you just do it, being as stressful as it is, but you breathe through it and just calm your mind down and say, it's going to be okay, we're going to get through this, like to yourself, literally can't talk, then it will be okay, because you'll be okay. It will be easier than you think it is. And if not, then just ask someone for help to help you and be like, okay, I need some help with this, even like a family member, if it's something, like say you have chores or something, just ask somebody to help you. So thank you for listening to my podcast, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. And this was how to manage your school stress and general stress in life. Thank you.